We are here at the 2018 NACUSO Network Conference with Mr. Tom Davis from Trellis. How are you?
Very good. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. How can you not be when Disneyland is a hop, skip, and away?
I know. I was at Disney World last week and at Disneyland this week, so I'm doing all the theme parks, I guess.
You're covering all the bases, sir.
Exactly. It's a great place to have a conference, I guess.
Indeed. Yeah. Well, it's the happiest place on earth.
Absolutely.
How can it not be?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Exactly. So how is the conference going? I know we're kind of like in day one and a half or something like that. How's it going so far?
David Robinson this morning. What a crazy, crazy story.
I heard.
It is. Oh, man. I mean, just what an inspiration. You walk out from that and you're thinking, man, I just don't do enough. You know, so yeah, he can make somebody feel really inadequate.
Such a loser.
What a great inspiration. What he's doing for in the education space, you know, and what we're doing in the financial services space with the credit union movement, very aligned. I thought it was a great message. So yeah, good speaker.
Is there anything specifically that you're looking for here to learn or take back to Trellis or even provide some information to some folks?
Yes, you know, so I've come to this conference for several years, and really it's about networking for us, right? So we came here, you know, as CSU now Trellis. You know, really trying to work with other CUSOs out there to, you know, further the credit union movement. Mm-hmm. Now with the new story with Trellis, mm-hmm. it's been nonstop in there talking about, hey, can we do this and can we do that and make all of our service offerings better. So it's a great collaborative feel. I'll definitely be coming back to this conference. It's a good conference.
Yeah, I love this conference. Last year was my first year when it was at Disney World in Orlando. And there's such an entrepreneurial spirit here because there's some startups out there and even some established companies doing some new things.
Right.
And it's like, hey, let's try out these new ideas.
Right.
So it's really kind of cool in that respect.
Right. Yeah. And where can you get, where else can you go to get that? You know. And so there's no competitor feel in there.
Yeah.
And so it's a lot of great minds just getting together, thinking about how to do something better that we couldn't do last year. Maybe we can do this year. So,
Speaking of this year, a lot of changes in your neck of the woods, obviously. So we're talking Trellis and enhanced consulting practice and other services for credit union. So let's talk about this enhancing your consulting services.
Sure. Yeah. So we've obviously had a rich payment history, and so we're starting from that. We've been doing managed services for a while, helping credit unions grow their portfolio via consulting and some of our other managed growth services. So we're taking that to the next step, and next will be operational consulting, where we'll come in and help credit unions just get a handle on what am I getting from my third-party providers, am I taking full advantage of that, really trying to help them utilize the products and services that their third-party providers are already giving them. Are they taking full advantage of, are these products that they need or don't need, or they're better places to buy them, better ways to implement them, and really just get the most out of the third-party providers. Then you take it to the next step and say, okay, how do I select third-party providers? You know, what ones can meet my digital strategy, help them there? And then all of this underpinning, you need the data, right? The data analytics part. So bring together managed services and this vendor management piece along with, data analytics. That's where Trellis is going to be. Those are going to be our three pillars. That's where we're going to be. And we're going to talk a lot about that at our conference here in a couple weeks. And so we're ready to roll. We've been planning this for quite some time. We had the new brand come out in December. We had some product announcements at GAC. More to come at Immersion 18 in Fort Lauderdale.
So. Oh my gosh, never a dull moment with you guys.
No, not at all. You can't sit still in this space.
No, you can't. That's a good point.
You can't. So we're excited. We got a couple new hires that are going to be there, which is always nice. You know, some folks that are going to interact with our credit unions, and we're just looking forward to it, And so keep it moving.
What are you hearing from your credit unions in this space, actually? Obviously there's a lot of concern. It's moving so fast, It's like, so what concerns or wants or desires are you hearing from your credit unions that you're helping them with?
Yeah, so certainly the products are there, right? Data analytics is something that everybody's like, hey, I buy the technology, but really, what's it going to do for me? So we're starting service first with data analytics, not coming in and trying to sell technology, but merely trying to say is, you need to grow your portfolio, or you need to stop fraud, or you need to, get a handle on these use cases, and the data analytics technology comes with that. Not sell the technology and say how I can use it. Let's start with how I can, what are my problems am I trying to solve? So that's one thing, sort of flipping data analytics on its head a little bit. And then expertise, right? It's this war on talent that Filene talks about, war for talent or what have you. It's real. So anybody that's gone out there and tried to hire, we're doing the same thing. It's very, very difficult to get good folks and retain them. So we're going through that as well. And that what we're doing that in our manner, we say, consider Trellis an extension of your staff, right? So we bring the experts, and then you can have them when you need them. You may not need them 24/7. You may only need them for special projects, or you may only need them, at certain times of the year and things along those lines. So we'll have the talent on our side to lease back. And because we're CUSO, we're owned by our credit union, so they're really yours, an extension of your staff. So those are the two things I think that we're going to concentrate on. There's a lot of problems out there that other folks in that room over there are doing a great job of solving. That's where I think we'll be more uniquely qualified to help.
And the thing that I'm thinking is, if you're a college freshman,
yes,
going into school right now, major in data analytics, because that's job security, yeah, or cybersecurity,
oh,
or something.
Oh my goodness, yeah. There's a lot of good trades. I mean, a lot of good things. But data analytics, oh yeah, I'm going to push my son that way.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Forget the NFL. Forget the NBA. Yeah. Data analytics, by golly.
A lot less concussions in data analytics than there are in the NFL. So
not quite as violent. Yeah. So what else do you see coming down the turnpike here in 2018? We're already a quarter of the way through. My gosh, it's flying by. But what else do you see coming down the turnpike here in 2018 in regards to what you guys are doing for credit unions?
Going back to the data analytics piece, we're working with some folks out there. I hopefully can make some announcements where, you know, we'll be combining forces, and where we in that room specifically look at where are the synergies for the CUSOs to help the credit union collaborative movement. Some of that's moving to the CUSOs now, right? So the credit unions themselves maybe have taken the collaboration to level X, if you will, and now we're trying to take it to X plus something with the CUSO model. So collaboration is something that I think, at least that's what I'm feeling here at this conference, is key. You know.
So CUSOs are collaborating with CUSOs now?
To help credit unions collaborate amongst themselves. So, and it's a good feel. It's a good feel. So.
Kind of multiplying on itself. That's really neat.
Yeah, absolutely.
What other industry does that? I don't know.
Exactly. There's not many. It's unique. And so let's take advantage of it. Let's use it as a strength. So.
Indeed. Well, any final words to wrap up, Tom? Always an adventure having you in the studio lounge. Always enjoy it. So any other final words to wrap up?
I'm looking forward to the rest of the conference and looking forward to meeting with my friends in there and doing more for the credit unions. So.
Great message to end on.
All right.
Tom, always a pleasure, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Keep up the good work.